Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about Andy Warhol, perhaps the most famous and well-known of all American artists. But the focus of this story is on his first year or so in New York City, before he was famous, and when most who knew him affectionately called him Raggedy Andy. Andy arrived in New York in 1949, armed with a BA in design, fresh out of the Carnegie Institute of Technology. In a well-worn suit, dragging a monstrous, battered portfolio of past design assignments, Andy went from door to door at all the magazine offices. As luck would have it, he bumped into a fellow graduate of Carnegie Tech who worked at a Fortune magazine and gave Andy a long list of head designers' names as the most popular magazines. In an attempt to be different from the hundreds of other illustrators looking for work, Andy began telephoning these art directors, and he started his conversations with odd, whimsical bits of personal information, like, "Hello, this is Andy. I'm just sitting here in my bed playing with my yo-yo." Then he'd move on to ask, "Would you be willing to look at my portfolio?" And Andy's charm worked. Within a week, Andy was hired to do freelance illustration for 17 Magazine. Another tactic Andy used was to give his prospects quirky gifts, usually one of his self-published books, such as his Love is a Pink Cake. One of these recipients, Tina Fredericks at Glamour, remembered that every visit from Andy was accompanied by a gift. His generous personality and his eye-catching work at 17 convinced Tina to commission him to illustrate a group of articles focusing on success for Glamour magazine. Then in the summer of 1955, Andy's career received another boost. His friends at Glamour introduced him to window designer Gene Moore at Bond Witten Teller, who hired him on the spot to provide artwork for the windows of this luxury department store. Andy, or Raggedy Andy as they called him, was working hard to make his way in the world. His work was fresh, but of his appearance, that was something else. He had one pair of pants, and he was living in a cellar on 104th Street with five or six people. And once, when he unzipped his portfolio to show his work to the art director at Harper's Bazaar, a cockroach crawled out. Peter Palazzo, the chief designer at I. Miller Shoe Company, saw Andy's work in the Bond Witten Teller windows and hired him to be illustrator. Palazzo believed that I. Miller just wasn't selling shoes, they were selling a lifestyle, and the campaign that he and Andy created made I. Miller the hippest brand of shoes in the 60s. The I. Miller account helped Andy turn a professional and personal corner. The exposure of his memorable I. Miller shoe ads in the New York Times made everyone want to hire him. And with this increased income, Andy could now buff up his raggedy image. Eager to increase his audience, Andy approached the chic cafe boutique, Serendipity. At $15 and $25, Andy's drawings sold there like hotcakes. Raggedy no longer, Andy would show up at Serendipity in sharp tweed jackets and designer jeans to host coloring parties, at which his young friends would color his sketches so that he could double his prices. In many ways, these sessions were the beginning of Andy's factory. This attention for his studio art made him yearn for more. Serendipity had shown him that his work would sell, so Andy talked his friend Jack Beale at the Loft Gallery in giving him a one-man show. In December 1956, the Loft Gallery showed his shoe art in an exhibition titled Andy Warhol, The Golden Slipper Show. This exhibit caught the eye of a photographer for Life magazine, and they featured some of the works in a two-page spread in their January issue. This Life magazine spread was Andy's first major coverage in a national magazine. For Shy Boy from Pittsburgh, national recognition for anything was a thrill. The one thing he wanted more than anything else in the world was to be an art celebrity. And with his golden slippers, Andy had his first taste of real fame. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.